rarely used, and as somebody
That's
who played
true.
The
it's
drums,
kind of an old school time
as somebody who played the drums, it shows up a lot in those songs. I encourage you to explore Brad's music more. Whether you know him or not, maybe it's been a while since you have, but the album is called Somewhere in the Constellation. If you can't make it to a show tonight, you can go to bradyoder.com or look for him online. I'm sure you can
find it. This will be on the streaming services by the – should be within – by the end of the month. I'm not sure.
Oh, excellent.
There's a little bit of a lag. But
it's a beautiful release. We're going to – I think we can get one more song in. But before we do, I want to be sure I gave you space to mention anything you might want to.
I don't know that I have other shows beyond tonight. I do have some little things coming up here and there.
I'll mention something. Do you still compose by request?
Sometimes I do,
Yeah, if you're looking for an interesting gift, get a hold of Brad. He'll create a song.
The custom song is – I've done that a few times. I'm, frequently at a couple of local open mics on the regular, but
just occurred to me, what an insult when we say, oh, you can have this for a song. we say that to mean inexpensive, but it shouldn't be that inexpensive.
Yeah. I will. I'm really excited to play tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's a $10 suggested donation, meaning there'll just be a big jar for people to and a Venmo link or whatever.
Great. Well, you might be heading back to school now, getting ready, coming into Pitt or Carnegie Mellon, or regardless of your situation, it's a welcoming environment. At First Unitarian Church, 7:30, the start. Other great artists there, too. What would you like to finish up with?
I think I'm going to play the only song of mine that was been recorded by someone else. And we should say that's not counting this Project Yoder 44-song compilation that's not out yet. Obviously, that will drastically change the math. But it's kind of the last official song on the record. Light Bright is like a little extra track, a little postlude, as it were.
I noticed that.
And this is a song that the Early Maze did. So this is probably – I'm going to do one song tonight that's not on the record that I co-wrote with Mirabelle Skipworth. So that'll be the closer. But this will be the pre-closer.
Every day comes bearing gifts, slipping past our fingertips, I hope we get to do it again. So much to be thankful for, though we don't know what's in store, I hope we get to do it again. Although our time is short, how could we ask for more within this fragile span? I hope we get to do it again. How could we ask call our wishes plans, and we hope we get to do it again. Every day comes bearing gifts, slipping past our fingertips. I hope we get to do it again.
Brad Yoder from Somewhere in the Constellation, thanks for being here. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org.
And heaven above, oh,
song popularized by the group Little Feet. And done there by J. Lee Roberts, along with Danny Roberts on an album called Nighthawk. Last week we had a singer-songwriters retreat all week long at SLB, and one of the people there was Addie Alexander. She's been on the air here with us before, and it was fun to have her aboard. She is a rising 11th grader, just turned 16 day before yesterday, and she's going to join us with a song, and we'll talk a little bit also about how things went during the past week and some of what she's anticipating for the year ahead. That will be coming up shortly as we begin our Youth Express Hour. We also are going to talk with some students who just completed Prize Academy, a program made possible by Arise, which is an organization that supports refugees in the Pittsburgh area. That will be after the bottom of the hour. And is that enough? Of course not. There's always more. And I mean, it's enough for this hour. But next hour, the Snappin' Bug String Band is here. They only make so much of this radio stuff, you know? There's only so many frequencies out there, so we're going to make the most of them together.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
are listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. A moment ago, I was talking about the scarce resources of radio. That's the way I was brought up, thinking about broadcast spectrum and what we have available. These days with the internet, we have even more available, but I still think it's so important to make good use of our time together. That doesn't mean to rush things or fill things up, but it does mean to be creative and add as much as we can. And today is no exception. I mentioned a little bit earlier about our songwriters retreat camp that we just had last week, and I was really happy to see Addison here as part of that. We'll get to know her a little bit more. She's going to share one song with us, and then we'll chat a little bit. Join me now as we welcome Addie Alexander.
My heart. Fool's gold, you've stolen my heart. If I had to choose, we would never depart. You're the devil, voice of an angel, and I'll follow you like you're my savior. Your shimmery glittering make my head split into two. Guess you could say that I'm a fool for you. You could say that I'm a fool for you. lies and kidnaps my heart. Fool's gold, you've stolen my heart. If I had to choose, we would never be part. You're the devil, voice of an angel, and I follow you like I'm a savior. Your diamond eyes are tying me to you. Guess you could say you're gold and I'm the fool.
That is Addie Alexander. I hope this is getting to be a comfortable place for you to be. Addie, it's good to have you here. As I mentioned, Addie was here all last week, too. Tell me about the song you just did.
That was my song, Fool's Gold. I don't know. It just kind of spawned in my head, like most of my songs. It was just, I thought of the lyric, I guess I'm a fool for you. And then I also thought of, I guess you're gold, and that means I'm a fool. And then it just kind of, like, spawned.
Yeah, it does seem really natural, almost like you're composing it as you play it, which is a compliment. I know you've spent a lot of time working on it. Do you play a lot?
Yeah, I've been playing piano since I was in first grade, so the playing piano part just comes naturally to me. And then, yeah, more recently, well, I started out by just composing piano songs. That's what I was on here for the last time for.
Yeah.
One of my piano compositions. But more recently, I've been writing songs that have lyrics as well, because it's really, really fun, and it's another way to express myself. And so I've been able to combine both my piano playing and my newfound song lyrics to create songs.
What makes it fun?
It's fun. It's just, you get to the keys. They, like, that's part of what makes it fun. It's like they just flow. It just feels like the music is pouring out of your soul right onto something that everybody else can hear. It's almost like exposing yourself, but in a way that's comfortable.
That's a really great way of expressing that. Now, you mentioned you started in first grade and you're about to be a junior at Mount Lebanon High School. Do you play in other music groups?
Yes, I'm also part of the Mount Lebanon High School percussion program. It's an extracurricular percussion program, and we just recently celebrated our 40th anniversary of being in the program.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I admire that program and I've always wondered more about it. There are, I want to say, like, maybe 30-plus members. Is it that
yes,
big?
Yes, there are, I believe, 48 of us
now.
It's gotten a lot bigger than it used to be.
And this is more than your basic marching band drum line. This is quite an elaborate group. Is it part of the marching band, or there's probably some overlap?
Yes, there is overlap. Every single person who's in the drum line, or almost every single person, they are part of the extracurricular percussion program, but it's everybody who's part of the percussion program is not necessarily in band or orchestra or
so
marching
it's a
band.
Yeah. It's a circle within a circle on the
yes.
Venn diagram of things. What do you play?
I prefer mallet instruments, so it's something similar to a piano, like the glockenspiel, marimba. Marimba's my favorite. And then xylophone. There's also the vibraphone. There's a bunch of instruments.
And do you march, too?
I marched during freshman year, but I do not anymore.
That takes a lot of commitment. Not that you don't have it, but you're pretty much, at least during the fall, you're going to be doing that one thing quite a bit. What else do you like to do?
I'm also a ballerina.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I had to stop marching band. Just time didn't work out for me.
Well, plus, I mean, especially as you get older, to keep up with ballet is quite a time commitment.
Yeah, every single day of the week.
Oh, my gosh. Have you thought about what you want to do after high school?
Yeah. There's a couple paths that I've been thinking about. Like, one of them would be going straight into, like, a professional company, which would obviously, like, that would be quite the experience. Like, that's probably my dream goal. But then another one would be to go to college and then do a double major, one of them being dance, and the other would probably be English.
That's amazing. I think about, I've mentioned this a number of times on the air, I'm not somebody who is a very good dancer. And so when I encounter people that are passionate about it and good at it, I'm always fascinated. How did you figure out you liked dance so much?
Well, it's been a part of my life almost my whole life because I started ballet when I was like 3, maybe. So it's just always been there. And I've cycled through a bunch of things. I used to play field hockey. When I was really little, I played soccer and I did gymnastics. But all those things, I was like, I don't want to do these anymore. So I just stopped. And slowly but surely, the only things that were left were percussion, piano, and ballet.
It's good to be able to do those things and to sample as many things as you would like. Is there anybody you would want to acknowledge in either of or in any of the endeavors you just mentioned that has really helped you develop?
Yeah, my piano teacher, Miss Laura, she's really, really helped support me. When I first started writing songs, like, she helped me figure out like piano patterns that go with songs so it'd be more flowy. That was a big help. And then she also encourages me to enter in the Reflections competition every single year.
What's that?
It's an arts competition that happens nationwide.
I'm glad you've been entering in that. That's great. Do they give you feedback on your work?
No, that's it. They don't give you feedback, but every single year you get put. It starts out with just your school, and you go out to a county. So, and then you go to states. For the past 2 years, I've first place at states and moved on to nationals. I think I'm still waiting to hear back from nationals right
now. That's amazing. I didn't know that. Is that for your piano compositions or for your songs?
I think 2 years ago, I entered just a piano composition, but then this year I entered a piano and vocal composition. So
that's amazing. And I didn't realize that. You're a very modest person. I had to pull that out of you.
Yeah, I believe that's why I was here last time, because it was my piano composition. It was, yeah,
I
Reflections.
Think, yeah, I sometimes forget for after all that time, and I'm always more interested. Of course, I'm proud of you for winning that, but I'm always interested in the individual person, too. So what was this past week like? I know I only watched from afar our songwriters retreat. I know there was a pretty wide age range of students that were here. It looked like it was a lot of fun. What all did you do anything in particular that was especially helpful or different?
Yeah, so I used like the GarageBand app for the first time to help me with my songwriting, which
Sweet.
Is something I've never done before. And it is definitely something I will continue doing because it was a huge opening, it was a huge window that had just been opened for me. And I have so many more possibilities now for all of my songs.
I'm really glad to hear that. Do you have a Mac at home?
Yes, kind of. We need to get it set up still, but
okay, because we can help you with that. And if you have a PC, there are programs very similar to GarageBand that are free. There's ones that are really expensive, too, but there's a lot of high-powered ones that are free. Some people don't know what GarageBand is. Can you explain what you did with it?
Yeah, it's like this app. It's an Apple app. But it helps you take different parts. Like, you can take your vocal recordings and you can just put them in it. And then it has a bunch of different instrument options you can choose, and you can enter the rhythms and the notes you want it to play. And then you can layer all of those different sounds. So you could say you added a drum set, a guitar, maybe a bass, and then your vocals, and you can layer them all on top of each other, and it helps you produce your own song without the need of a producer.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of control over a process you typically don't have a lot of control over. I'm glad you like doing that. And of course, you can come down here anytime you want and make use of that equipment and software. Anything else that stuck out from you last week?
It was just a really great experience. Just the recording here, it was a lot easier than at my house. They have really, really nice equipment here. It was just this entire experience, I think, opened a lot more windows of creativity for me.
I'm glad. I hope you'll come back, too. I know you've probably got a pretty busy life, but you're not too far away. Our time's really moved quickly. I know your dad is here today.
Yes.
Anybody else come with you?
No. I believe my grandma's watching, and my mom and my siblings are probably watching at home, too.
And they can listen. We'll send you a place where this will be archived. Your dad just waved at me. He's right behind you. Anything else you want to add? It was so nice to have you here.
Just that it was a really wonderful experience to be here for the Rhyme and Reason summer camp, and then to also just be back on the show again. It was really, really nice.
Oh, great. I'm sure Joseph told you, among many other things, Joseph led that camp, Joseph Kukula, among many other things, when school starts, we have a open mic every Thursday. If you come to play or to listen or to improvise with others, I think you'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
He mentioned it to you, right?
Yes,
he did. I guess he did. Thank you for being here so much. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
And a happy birthday once again. Addie was born on August 8th. That was the day Richard Nixon resigned, if you didn't know that. The only president. Did you know that? Probably not.
I think I've heard that fact before, actually.
August 8th. So congratulations. You turned 16 on that date. I hope we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. That was Addie Alexander. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Thank you.
short. Horns on his head and they weren't too short. Looked like there was nothing that he couldn't pull. Think I'll call it a bull. He saw an animal leave a muddy trail. Real dirty face and a curly early tail. He wasn't too small and he wasn't too big. Oh, think I'll call it a pig. Man gave names to all of the animals in the beginning. In the beginning, man gave names to all of the animals in the beginning, long time ago. So steep, oh, I think I'll call it a sheep. He saw an animal as smooth as glass, slithering his way right through that grass. Saw him disappear by a tree near a lake. Think I'll call him a snake. All of the animals in the beginning, in the beginning. Man gave names to all of the animals in the beginning, long time ago. In the beginning.
Man gave name to all of the animals. That song from Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer. Stick around in just a moment. We have students from Prize Academy who are going to join us. That's a program of Arise. And you'll get a chance to hear their stories, what they did this summer, and learn more about some wonderful things that are happening in and around the city of Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have six people in the studio with me. Arise is a program that I've known since its very beginning, and it's grown quite a bit. In the beginning, only about 30 students every year were served by Arise. Now, the number is close to 200, if not more so. And Prize Academy and Arise itself focuses on immigrant and refugee youth, and it's just a terrific opportunity for youth to meet one another, get to know the community more, and vice versa. And we have six students. I thought the first thing we would do is just have each of you introduce yourself and perhaps give your age and the grade that you're going into, just so people listening on the radio know who's here with us. And Via, why don't we start with you?
Okay. Well, hi, I'm Via Afghan, and I'm from Afghanistan. I speak five different languages. I am 16 years old. Wait, sorry, 15. And I'm going to 10th grade, which is the school name is West Mifflin that I go to.
Now, you already have me wanting to ask you a follow-up question. Dari?
Yeah.
And Farsi?
Well, it's the same, yeah.
Okay, they are the same. What are the other languages?
It's Pashto, Dari, English, and the Urdu.
Wow. I can master one. That's about it. Let's meet who is on your left.
Naomi. My name is Naomi. I'm 16 this year. I speak about two languages, and I go to Brashear.
And where are you from?
I'm from Africa, Uganda.
And let's meet the person who is sitting next to you.
I'm Olga.
Come a little closer.
I'm Olga Len. I'm 13 years old. I'm going to 8th grade. I'm from Africa,
it's nice.
Cameroon.
Nice to meet you as well. And then you can just pivot that microphone over, and we'll get a chance to meet our next person. I think this is Rashab.
Yeah, my name is Rashab. I'm from Cameroon. I'm 16 years old, and I went to Taylor Orthodox High School. I'm going to 10th grade.
It's nice to meet you. We had an intern from Cameroon with us who also went to Taylor Alderdice, although he is now at Carlo University, but we enjoyed having him with us this summer. And who's next?
My name is Solomon, and I'm 13 years old, and I'm going to 7th grade.
Nice to meet you. And then we're going to move that microphone over and meet one more person. Hello.
Okay. Good morning, sir. My name is Riyad Samir. I'm 19 years old. I'm going to Taylor Orthodox. I'm going to 11th grade, and I speak two languages.
It's wonderful to have everybody here. And some people are wondering just a little bit about how life has been for you since coming to the Pittsburgh area, and what are some of the observations you've had? And would anybody like to talk a little bit also about how camp was at Prize Academy? I know an awful lot of things happened there. Would anyone like to talk a little bit about what that experience was like? Everybody almost simultaneously pointed to Naomi.
All right.
Hi.
Again, Naomi. I came here like 6 years ago. I can't say that it was like easy to be here.
It must be very hard.
Yeah.
I know that's why. I know it's very personal, but I can't imagine starting in a new place.
It is. Like, you're moving, like, a whole place. where there's like nobody. So like you're really confused. You don't know the language. Like you don't know how everything works. So it was really new. But like I feel like Arise really like helped me personally. And I feel like it relates to everybody else, which is like in terms of making you feel comfortable and feel like you fit it, like you're like welcome. They make you feel really welcome, and they really help you like develop and make sure that you're like used to like what's it called? Like they teach you new things. You get to learn many many things and how to get used to the life here in America, and yeah.
Is it hard to make friends when you come here?
Yes, it is. Because, like, the language is new, and you go to school where, like, people speak different languages.
Yeah, I would think so. Now, Bashir has a lot of different languages
spoken,
which is helpful, I would imagine. Does anybody else have any thoughts about either transition or about Arise or Prize Academy? Go ahead, make sure you're in front of that microphone there. This is Solomon. Oh, I'm sorry. No, this is Rial.
Yeah. Good morning again. About Arise, I think it's like a lot of different culture, different diversity. And with all that, we learn a lot. Can share like different culture. We can learn for different students, like how to be comprehensive, how to be kind, and how to be a good listener. So it's a value you have to develop.
That's a really good observation. I'm curious, to people that have lived in Pittsburgh for a long time, or anywhere in the United States, there are people that have never met somebody from another country, a refugee or an immigrant, particularly a younger person. What's helpful to you? Is there ever something you wish that person would ask or would listen to or would do to be helpful?
Yeah, I think Arise is a good opportunity if you want to have, I can see new friend, how to meet a new person, because we have like a lot of students who come from different culture, different country, have a good experience. So yeah, Arise is really nice.
Excellent. And when somebody meets you, I would imagine you would like to be able to tell your story, to be listened to, without people trying to immediately jump in and tell your story for you, as opposed to just listening to your story. Does that make sense?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think before I come here, I live in Cameroon, and I'm born in Central Africa Republic. I live in Cameroon for 9 years old. And when I come here, it's like it was not too hard, but the language is like for me. I think it was helping me a lot to develop my English, because I think when I go to the first year, it was really hard for me. And I always say during the training, I want to improve my English, and yeah. I think it was a good opportunity to do that too. So, yeah.
What's the best way to get better at speaking English?
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. Jump in. Anybody can jump in.
I feel like if you really want to like learn English fast, like you just gotta listen to people and also just repeat whatever that they say. Don't repeat it to them, because you never know what they're saying. So, like, and also it's more important that you watch, like, English shows and stuff like that. It really is helpful to learn English.
For me, I think the best way to learn English is to The best way to learn English is to interact with other people who really speak English, so together you can learn from your mistake and continue. Yeah.
Is that uncomfortable at all, or do you just get used to it?
Just get used to it.
I would think most people would want to – do you find that most people want to be helpful in that situation?
Yeah.
Yes, a lot.
Most of them that I met, they actually correct your mistake whenever you say something wrong. And I feel like that's really nice.
And the good thing about Pittsburgh is, like, when you make a mistake, they don't tell you that it's a mistake. They say your English is really good. You have to continue in this way. So they help you think that you are improving your English. So even though you make a mistake, they will not tell you that you make a mistake. But even if they tell you, it's in a friendly way that will not hurt your feeling, you know.
A quick note, you can learn more about ARISE at ARYSEPGH.org. Think of the Y as youth, so it's like ARISE, but spelled with a Y, ARYSEPGH.org. I'm curious, in school, there's getting to be good at English, reading and speaking it, but then all of the other subjects, math or science, have English on top of it. So if you really want to get good at math or science, are you able to do that even before you get really good at English? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is anybody really into math or science?
Yeah, I think from my experience, I think from what you don't really need English, you just need practice. Math, like in science, physics, some stuff like that. Just practice what to learn. I don't think English is really important for that.
So if you do projects and hands-on things, you can learn. You were going to add something to our conversation. Please. I thought I saw your eyes light up as we were talking about math and science. I'm sorry. Who else wants to?
So at Taylor Older Dice, it's like we have in our teacher, the math teacher, he was like really patient with us because in his class, there was like many people who don't really speak English or speak another language. So when we have class, it helps us like understand what we are trying to do, and in a way that even if you don't understand or speak English, you will understand what he's trying to teach.
So it's almost like the numbers are another language that you don't necessarily need English to navigate. Do you three have anything to add about that in terms of science or math or other subjects?
Yeah, it's like I don't really think like you need a language to know. If it's science, I think you do. But as like you go on with the grades, like it gets easier because you just get used to like how the subject works. But for, like, math and, like, numbers and stuff, I don't think you need English. It's just, like, you gotta use your brain to, like, do them little stuffs. And also, like, if you don't understand English, it's way more helpful for, like, many people to, like, do things hands-on. Because, like, you're doing it with hands-on and, like, you're using your own knowledge, you know, like, that language.
That's a great observation and not something I would have thought about. What kinds of – oh, please.
So for me, what I was doing when in my personal finance, my civics class, and my biology class, there was some subject I don't understand. So when I did – I finished the class, I go home, and then I open YouTube and watch a video, like, with the subtitle – to better understand what they say. So, and then the next day, I was able to understand and, do the work.
You hit on something I'm very curious about. Would it be the English subtitles that you were watching?
Yeah.
And so being able to see that at your own pace, to read it as opposed to hearing it, gives you another chance at understanding.
Yeah, because for me, when I try to learn a new language, I'm not trying to translate what I understand into my language. I'm trying to learn it with English,
Yeah, to learn it directly. And I think that's really hard. I don't know if you've – I would find it very difficult. What little – I know a little German. I know a little Hebrew. But every word I would turn into an English word rather than having it go straight to me.
When you understand the basic of English, it would be more easier to understand what you – for me to understand something, I need to read it and rewrite it. So when I'm trying to understand something in English, I need to read what I am listening to and then write it. Yeah.
We've so much of our work is audio, just sound, and we've been working to add the transcriptions to them, and that's one reason I was so interested in what you had to say. What else should we talk about? It looked like you were about to add something.
About what? Not really.
Anything you'd like. Via?
Yes. Well, about Pittsburgh life in America, when I was in my country, actually, I didn't go to school. So, in my opinion, what I'm saying is true. I didn't go to school in my country. I didn't learn anything there. But when I came to America, I see a lot of new things. I was confused. And I've been here, in America, I've been here for 3 years, almost three. And when I went first to go to school, it was confusing for me because everything was new.
You were 12 when you came here, right? About 12?
Yeah.
And so you had never, you hadn't been in school before?
No.
And just before, what did you do?
Nothing. I was just at home.
So please go on what it was like here. It must have been very confusing.
It was, but I was not in Pittsburgh for 6 months. I was somewhere else. And I tried to learn English, like how Rishabh said, in YouTube videos. I tried to do that, in my language to English, and then I tried to understand how to say, how to introduce yourself, how to ask someone else to introduce themselves. Not a lot, but still. And I helped my brothers, sisters, to how to do it, how to learn it. And then when I went to school, it was still hard for me to understand the subjects, the classes, in the languages. But making friends, it was for me, I think it was easy because I tried to speak their language, and if not their language, I tried to understand English a lot. I tried my best, and if I go today to home and I want to make a friend tomorrow, or I have a friend, I know her, I met her, or is it him or her, doesn't matter. And I try to, learn something in English so I can talk to her tomorrow as a conversation. And I make a friend. I already did. So it was, for me, it was a lot of easier. And about subjects, math was for me the hardest one, and science. Because my English was not that good at science class. And I tried it. I tried my best. I met a lot of new people. I met people who I can speak their languages. And we help each other. We do help each other because if I don't understand and they do understand, they try to explain it to me. At first it was teacher, but if teacher is busy, you can ask a friend who is next to you, behind you, in front of you, or beside you. And you can ask them if you need help with anything, or do you want to know, or you don't understand. They will definitely help you. And that's how the school life was for me. And now I think it's a lot of easier for me because I do speak English, but I do speak other languages too. So it's easier for me.
Can anybody else relate to what Via just said?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So for me, when I come here, the first thing I realized was that the school system was different. So you have to change the way you was like you used to learn to adapt to the new system. Yeah. So it was different, like maybe in my country we don't use computer to work. Here we do use it. So if you don't know how to use computer, it will be more hard for you to be able to work. So when the first thing I realized was the school system, yeah, it was hard to adapt the first time. And then, but now I'm pretty much used to it. So
interesting. So just learning a new set of rules, or just the world works a little differently depending on where you are.
Yeah.
That's a great observation. We only have a minute or two left. I can't believe how fast this time has gone. Does anybody who hasn't – well, I want to be sure anything you would like to say, but anybody who hasn't had much time – to talk yet. Do you want to add anything? You're welcome to. Anybody else have any thoughts? Yeah, come on up. Get that microphone next to you and let us hear from you. You're good.
I think the first time I come here, in my school, I'm the only one that speaks French, so I need to adapt with people that speak English. It was so difficult. So I tried to learn with them and try to listen to the new word and write in the book like this I can use.
Where are you from again?
Cameroon.
And you were the only one, did you say, I couldn't hear you, you were the only one who spoke?
That speak French.
French. And there was nobody else there in school with you?
No.
That's got to be very difficult, not even teachers?
No.
Wow. I admire each of you a great deal. Thank you for coming here this morning. I hope you'll come back sometime. It would be wonderful. We're open during the week and at other times. We'll make sure that you know about that. And I also want to thank our friends at Arise Pittsburgh, ARYSEPGH.org. I know school's right around the corner. I hope it's a good year for all of you. And thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with, see if I hopefully remember everybody, Rashab, Raul, Olgaline, Via, Naomi, Solomon. This is Larry. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org. Coming up, Snappin' Bug, the Snappin' Bug String Band, right around the corner.
Do what you love, love what you do. Had I known what I know now, I'd have chosen a different road, done exactly as I pleased, and not just what I was told. Had that job to fall back on, but I couldn't get ahead. somewhere sometime long ago. I remember someone said,
do what you love, love what you do. There's one thing I know is true. The secret to happiness is nothing new.
Do what you love,
love what you do.
Make choices every day that we live with, right or wrong. I have spent some time away, but I'm back where I belong, doing what I love the most, making music with my friends. I've invested heart and mind, now it's paying dividends.
Do what you love, love what you do. There's one thing I know is true. Secret to happiness is nothing new.
Do what you love,
love what you do.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Stick with what you love. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
May not be a millionaire, but screw it.
Just do it.
And you may not have money,
but you have peace of mind.
If you want some good advice, better take this tip from me. It's an introductory price, and delivery is free. Figure out what makes you smile, grab a hold and don't let go. Pretty soon after a while, you'll let everybody know.
Do what you love, love what you do. There's one thing I know is true. The secret to happiness is nothing new.
Do what you love,
love what you do. What you love, love what you do. There's one thing I know is true. The secret to happiness is nothing new.
Do what you love,
love what you do.